Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Thanks for checking out this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. There are many more podcasts for this and all of our other faith radio shows available online. Our web address is myfaithradio.com. And thanks for your gifts to this listener-supported ministry. Enjoy the podcast. Good morning. Welcome back. It's 11 past the hour, and this is the Faith Radio Network. Bill Meyer with you. As racial tensions continue to boil over in cities across America, two leading pastors, one white, the other black, are joining hands in Minneapolis, working with an urban ministry leader to promote hope and healing in their city. Joining us in the studio this morning is Reverend Jason Meyer. He's the senior pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis. Good morning, Jason.
I'm really glad to be here.
Great to have you here. And also joining us by phone is Pastor Billy Russell. He's the pastor of Greater Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Minneapolis. And Ryan Sather, who's the executive director for the Twin Cities Ministry of Crew Inner City. Billy and Ryan, thank you for joining us on the phone.
Thank you. Good to be here. Good to be here.
Ryan, your organization helped to organize a special prayer event last night in Minneapolis. Can you tell us how Crew Inner City has been responding to the racial unrest in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, for our ministry, we work primarily with churches in the city. It's last year about 150, and our real primary first step or lead foot as we are in the midst of the issues that we find ourselves is really leaning on the relationships that we've built over the last 12 years here. So we've found ourselves meeting a lot with pastors, with leaders, praying, and I think more than anything, just trusting that the church has the answers here in our community that can bring hope to the people that feel so hopeless.
Mm. Jason, you and Billy co-led the event last night. Had the two of you ever met or worked together before?
Yeah, I think that was the best part of this event, is that you're not just coming together in times of crisis, but we came together and got to know each other and even did a pulpit swap where he preached at Bethlehem and I preached at Greater Friendship. And it shows that this is something that's real in the body of Christ, not just a response in crisis or political posturing. This is just something real because of the blood of Christ. So it was great then that those seeds were already sown and we could start to celebrate that good fruit in such an ugly time like this.
Mm. Billy, you lead a large African-American congregation in Minneapolis. It's been less than a week since the police shooting of Philander Castile. What did you tell your congregation this past Sunday in your sermon?
Well, first of all, I gave us an opportunity to just come together and just cry. And just weep for the condition of our nation, our country, and we have some trained Stephen ministers in our church, and we came together on Saturday first, and we all just cried ourselves together, and we made sure that we gave room for that to happen, and then on Sunday we just admitted what we were as a church, that we were all hurting, that was pain, that was grief. But what we decided to do was to hold on. We come together, we join together, we pray together, and we're going to hold on because we still believe God. And that's the whole thing that we did on Sunday. We still believe God, and God can get us through this.
Mm, amen. Billy, over the weekend, a major freeway in the Twin Cities was closed down by protesters. 21 police officers were injured. One of them suffered a broken vertebrae when he was hit on the head by a brick. Obviously, there is a tremendous amount of frustration and anger in the black community right now. In your opinion, what is the best way for people to express their frustration and their anger?
Well, we were in the midst of still healing from Jamar Clark, it made it even tougher. To try to deal with it, because as I was at the school, this young man on that he worked at on this past Thursday, and I could see in everybody's eyes the frustration, the hurt, because it was like, here we go again. we didn't get a chance to even heal from the last time, and now we're in the midst of this again. So people, especially our young people, are just angry and frustrated. And I'm not trying to, I'm not responsible for trying to set everybody straight, but I am responsible for trying to help them, even when it's inconvenient for me. And I realize that we are strong. Those who, us who are strong ought to bear the failings or the infirmities of those who are weak, and not to please ourselves, but we ought to do what we can to try to help them. And we got a lot of young people who already feel hopeless and helpless. And I was at the went to a prayer vigil for the 2-year-old that got shot in Minneapolis on Thursday. And I looked around and saw a whole lot of young men who, I mean, it was just an eye-opening experience for me to see all the young men that was frustrated, helpless, hopeless. And I was like, we got to do a better job of trying to reach these people. Mm. We've stayed inside the church too long, and there's a whole generation of people out there who are lost. And it's dark. So we got to bring light there. So we're not going to stop people from marching. And the thing about it is, I'm not going to even try to stop them. What I do speak against is violence. And that's been our work in the community for a number of years. We've been speaking against the violence. We got people organized right now speaking against the violence. And that's what we're trying to do. But they're going to march. But that's not marching and protesting and boycotting. That's not the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to show.
As well said, and very much the words of Tony Evans, which we just quoted earlier. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Our guest, Jason Meyer, senior pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis. Billy Russell, pastor of Greater Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, also in that city. And Ryan Sather, he's the executive director for the Twin Cities Ministry of CRU. And we'll take a quick break here on the Faith Radio Network. Welcome back. 20 past the hour. It's the Faith Radio Network. Wherever you might be listening this morning, perhaps you've tuned in Sioux Falls or Fargo. Maybe you're listening on Faith 90.5 in Duluth. Maybe you've tuned in on our brand new frequency in Madison, Wisconsin. So great to have you with us. Or perhaps you're listening in Hartford, Connecticut. And if you are brand new to Faith Radio, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We'll send you a welcome packet. Just go to myfaithradio.com. I'm Bill Meyer. My guests, one in the studio, that's Jason Meyer. He's the senior pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis. And then on the phone, we have Billy Rustel. He's the pastor of Greater Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, also in the city of Minneapolis. Ryan Sather, who's the executive director for the Twin Cities Ministry of CRU Inner City. And Ryan, tell us about the work that CRU has been doing in this area and what the response has been to your particular efforts.
Yeah, you know, I would say the predominant effort that we make in the city, we have a firm belief that the church is God's instrument that he'll use in the context of the city to bring about the hope and justice of the gospel. And so our real heartbeat as a ministry has been first to build relationships, relationships based on trust and a mutual love for the gospel and people, and then to see those relationships lived out in real tangible ways. So we do a lot with opportunities for churches to engage in their community with evangelism. We have something coming up here even in a month where we put together brand new backpacks for thousands of kids that churches use, not with CRU's name, but with churches like Greater Friendship with Billy, would go into the community and connect with kids in their area and share the love of Christ tangibly and in word. And so that's really what we're about as a ministry is building relationships with pastors and leaders in the city and then trying to be a resource to them to help them live out what God's called them to as leaders in the church and in the city.
Hmm. I've been involved in one of those backpack events before, back-to-school backpack events, and just seeing the smiles on the faces of those kids when they're getting these school supplies that otherwise their families couldn't afford. It's a huge deal in their lives. Jason, let me ask you this. Do you think the terrible events of the past week could prove to be the catalyst that the American church needs to really start to get serious about taking the lead to promote racial harmony in this country?
I believe it can. I think in unparalleled crisis, we cry out to God for unprecedented power, outpouring of grace. And I think last night's event was an example of that, where I kept hearing the word unprecedented, to see that gathering of so many churches, and there wasn't a shred of divisiveness. There was just the spirit, a posture of prayer saying, we need to come together. There's beauty in unity. And the message was really, the Church of Jesus Christ can aim much higher than Black Lives Matter, and we aim higher than hashtags. We believe there's something better than just going and gathering at the governor's mansion. It's not a bad aim, but we believe the higher aim is not to go to the governor's mansion, but to go all the way to the throne of the universe, to the King of Kings, and that we have a better message. The best the world can do is say, I tolerate you. The Church of Jesus Christ says, I love you as family. I don't just tolerate you as different. We don't believe merely in racial tolerance. We believe in racial reconciliation because of the blood of Christ. And so when you get a church family coming together like that, there's power that says the world will know you're my disciples by the way that you love one another, as what you're doing is so different, where a black inner city mom can actually weep on the shoulder of a middle-aged suburban man as family in the church. And you're not going to see that in the world. And so the fact that Christ's victory created a family means we can do everything together in the nail-scarred hands of Christ. Weep together, believe together, love together, pray together, cry together. So I really believe that in this time of crisis, that for such a time as this, God's power for his family can really lead the way.
You painted a beautiful picture there, Jason. Billy, we've just got about a minute or so left. For the past couple of days, I've been saying that I believe white pastors and black pastors can take the lead in reaching across the racial divide in this country and setting an example for their congregations. Obviously, you and Jason are doing that. Do you get the sense that other African-American pastors are open to taking those steps as well?
Yeah, well, now, I am the president of the Minnesota State Baptist Convention, and I got about 30 churches that I work with throughout the Twin City area. And this is what is happening in all those churches. They have the outcry that we, it's time for us to come together. If we say that we are Christians, then the Christian life is a life of love. And that is best expressed, this life of love is expressed through unity. So we have come to realize that together we stand, divided we fall. So let's come together, because there is power. As a matter of fact, my overall statement for the state convention is that we are better together. Mm. And that's not just talking about African-American pastors. It's talking about all of us. It's talking about every denomination, every race, every color. We're better together. So we have come to realize we need each other. I cry so much by myself, I want to cry with other people. Mm. And we cry together, I just believe something great is going to happen. And that's what the belief that's throughout our church right now. Let's cry together. Let's pray together.
Man, that is so beautiful. And that's exactly what the Scripture tells us over and over again, is why we're to weep together. We're to encourage one another. We're to build one another up, to bear one another's burdens. Guys, thank you so much. Jason, Billy, Ryan, appreciate the prayer event you held in the city of Minneapolis last night, and your witness and your example that you have set for every one of us as we move forward in America.
Great to be here.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
27 past the hour. This is Faith Radio. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.